Salaam alaikum. How are you doing, guys? I hope you're taking care of yourselves and I hope you're taking care of your loved ones as well. Today's podcast, I will be talking about focus. Focus. Why is it important to focus? I know that some of you are going to be like, Prince, you're a fan of Ruger, and Ruger says that since no man can focus. Guys, if you don't know the song, please go and listen. What was the name of the song again? I've forgotten, but yeah. Girlfriend by Ruger. Please. That's not what I'm here to talk about, all right? I'm not here to talk about that. For now, let's focus on the podcast. Focus, guys. Focus. So, you know, when you wake up in the morning, everything is trying to get your attention. Right from the time you get out of bed, your phone is trying to get your attention. Your family is trying to get your attention. If you have a daughter like I do, when she's around you, this morning my daughter woke up and I was in the washroom, I was in the bathroom, and she was crying. She was like, daddy. I was like, yo, I'm not dead. Stop this nonsense. You know, everybody's trying to get your attention. So much so that at the end of the day, only you have to ask yourself the question, what am I focused on? Not just for today, but with my life. So those of you who've actually watched me for some time, followed me for some time, you know that I'm a person who is very passionate about Africa. So a few things: African development, African mindset, the future of Africa, the African youth, and Africa Aid, a concept I sincerely believe will come to fruition, where Africa can be in a place where Africa can also help other people. You know that I'm passionate about these. Now, these things are quite huge. They are not minor things to just play around with. It means to work on them on any front will require a level of focus. So, firstly, why is focus important? It is almost impossible to achieve anything in this life without focus. Because remember that discipline is a derivative of focus. Whatever you're not focused on, you cannot be consistent at. Because it is only through focus that you can be able to remain consistent and be able to follow through on any action that you plan about anything. So let me give you an example. You are a young man, you're trying to create a business. Whilst you're trying to create a business, you're trying to start a family. Whilst you're trying to start a family, you're trying to go to school. Whilst you're trying to go to school, you're trying to get a promotion at a job that you're working at part-time. Whilst you're trying to do that, you're trying to build a relationship with God. Whilst you're trying to do that, you're trying to save up some money. And now, you know what happened, right? At some point, you guys are like, oh, yo, what's this man doing? Like, too many things at a time, right? Now, I am not a believer of the fact that you have to just choose one thing and focus on it. No, not at all. Rather, I believe firmly that if you decide to do A, B, C, D, E, you have to be able to focus on A, B, C, D, E. There is no excuse at any point in time to say, oh, because there are five things now, I can no longer focus on them. Why? Whatever you don't focus on, you most definitely cannot grow. So, for those of you who work out in a gym, I'm sure sometimes you go to the gym and you carry these dumbbells and you're like, wham, 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 and you guys feel pumped up. What happens a few minutes after that is the muscles get deflated because you did not work the muscles out, because you were not focusing or concentrating on the muscles. You were focusing on just the movement, just wham, 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 and you feel big, and the ladies are watching you in the gym and you're feeling all sexy like I am. Guys, I'm just joking. Relax. Yeah. When you don't focus on the muscle, when you leave the gym, it deflates because you just pumped it up. You did not work on it. It is impossible to grow anything without focus. The year is 2023. You have goals, you have plans, you have objectives, you have ideas that you want to implement. The question is, are you going to have the focus to carry them through? Because so many people want, and like you've heard me say from the book Rules for a Night, wanting is no great accomplishment. Can you focus on what you have to do? I heard a story once that a great thinker, of course not in our age, but a great thinker in the 20th century, when he had a difficult problem to solve, We'll turn off all the light in the room, light up a candle in a corner of the room, go to the other end of the room, and just focus on the flame for a long time until he finds a solution. I don't know how true this is, but I can tell you this for a fact. Great solutions require great focus. Greater solutions require greater focus. And the greatest of solutions require the greatest of focus. Today you might have a lot of things to do. You might have a lot on your plate. Yes, but if you take a closer look, if you focus on it, and I like the analogy of the camera, when the camera wants to take a picture, it has to focus on the person or the people it wants to capture. Now, bear in mind, this camera might capture a few things in the background, but that is not the focus. So like I told you, some of the things that drive me, primarily Africa as a continent, very driven by it. In the process, I'm going to capture a few things in the background. That is not a focus. So, and I get this a lot. A lot of people will be like, oh, Prince, you're doing very well. You're doing that. And I'm really not on it, or I don't feel genuinely complimented. And this is in no way a form of disrespect to the people who are complimenting me. So I look at what I'm supposed to be focused on, and I realize that I haven't been able to capture it yet. My camera hasn't taken a photo of the thing I'm focusing on yet. So if you give me the pictures in the background, I'm not interested. I hope this year, you and I, and myself most importantly, can focus on the things that matter. And one of them is a podcast that we are doing for you. So please let us know if these podcasts are beneficial to you, if they are helping you, and if you're learning anything from them, kindly send them to someone else, share them with your entourage, and I hope to be able to come your way next week. Until next week, Bislama. Cheers.